Welcome to Intentional with Dr. Faye. Intentional is the radio show dedicated to opening the gateways of knowledge into a deeper, more committed way of living your heaven on earth. You will learn how to build a relationship with God that will radically change the way you live your life forever. You will discover that you're not alone in this journey. You have access to eternal life now and all that it offers. Just listen as Dr. Faye shares the gospel to empower, motivate, inspire, and encourage you to live an intentional life.
There is a voice in the universe calling out to you. It speaks to the tapestry from which you have been woven. It is the brand made in the fire. You are about to discover your true essence, the life you were born to live from the inside out. This life is not built from magic stones or wishing wells. It is the very core of who you are. This is the purpose-driven life, celebrating divine consciousness. It is what gives you your fingerprints. Intentional faith, intentional work, it is all the same. Faith without works is dead, and your faith will be the catalyst for the change you have always wanted. It speaks to those who understand pain and who know despair all too well. It is the message of the sages, the hidden mysteries of the ages. It is the kingdom living on earth. This show, Intentional, will reawaken you to what you have been born to discover. Our truths are not based on our experiences. It is based on our coming of age. It is true awareness of all that we have been living within us. Agents of change do not just happen. They are made. Welcome to Intentional. I'm Dr. Faye, your host, and this is your faith-based, out loud radio broadcast here every Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to revolutionize your life. It is late at night. Jesus hears someone coming. It is one of the great teachers in Israel. It is a man by the name of Nicodemus. He was well-learned and was respected by those within his community. He was looked upon as a great advisor of the law. He had both seen and heard Jesus in action and wondered what the source of his power could possibly be. As we turn to read Jesus and Nicodemus' encounter in the book of St. John, chapter 3, we see Nicodemus opening conversation with the teacher. We continue our teaching today from my new book, Our Father's DNA, Switched at Birth. If you've been listening, or if you have already ordered a copy of the book, either from AmericaOutloud.com/Dr. Faye or directly from Amazon with a Kindle or paperback edition, you have read and understand that this book is based purely on the salvation experience for both Christians and non-Christians alike. To be able to have a better understanding, a clarity about what really happens when we are born again. So as we pick it up here in this teaching, old genes have passed away. We talked about the study of ancestry and genealogical makeup. And as we looked closer at that, we discovered that we were spending a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of energy on discovering who our predecessors were physically, wanting to know how do we get to where we are. Who were the Wilsons and the McNeils or the Robinsons and the Smith? Where did they come from? What made them survive during turbulent times? That is good information and good history, but we should not base our future on our past. Thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. As we reviewed in the first chapter of Matthew, in the genealogy of the 14 generations, and we saw through the eyes of God, as we saw that there were generations after generations after generations, that after Jesus came upon the scene, the generational clock totally changed. It was not about the men who were born of men. But now it was about the man who was born of a woman. Oh, yeah. It was about Jesus Christ himself now being come in the flesh, in the body, as the incarnate of God to manifest to us the kingdom of heaven. Isn't that wonderful news? That now we can save millions of dollars and a lot of frustration. And we discovered some of us do not want to know what our physical ancestors did, what our natural predecessors were into. We may not like what we discovered, and we want to bury it again. So why not just stay with the plan of God to understand who we came from through Jesus Christ? That we have been begotten of God, born of the Father, because of what Jesus did. That we have another genealogy. And we're no longer in captivity to those things of the world. But we're now liberated because of what Jesus did on the cross through his death, burial, and his resurrection. Old genes have passed away. Nicodemus, of course, was an important man. He watched Jesus. He understood that this was something different that had never come to the earth before. And so he had questions. It's okay to have questions, but what's not okay is to not ask them. To ask the questions mean that you are awakening that inner part of you that wants to know more. To sit quietly by and decide, well, you know what, maybe it's this question is not worthy of an answer, or I shouldn't say that, or it's too embarrassing to ask. I differ with you. I beg to differ with you. Every question that you have has an answer. It may not be the one that you're looking for, but my friends, it certainly has an answer. So here we have Nicodemus, a very important man who was spying on Jesus from afar. He knew Jesus could not do these things that he was doing, except he came from heaven, that he came from God. He said, no man could do these things except God sends him. Jesus was glad to discuss the kingdom of God with this scholar. I imagine this scene. I'm visual, so when I read, I see it. I act it out in my mind. And I can imagine the scene with Nicodemus as he approaches Jesus at night. I see Jesus healing the sick and casting out devils, laying his hand on sick people that they were recovering. I hear him preaching the good news to a crowd that were hungry to hear something about this Messiah. And they all wondered if he would be the one to deliver them, to save them, to turn their world around, because they had been in captivity in their souls for far too long. So Jesus meets this teacher, and this teacher meets Jesus, and Jesus began to talk to him about the good news. Nicodemus had it right. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Born again means that there is a new genealogy. Jesus knew that Nicodemus had questions that needed to be answered. There is a new way of being and thinking. There is a new way of talking, which takes place when we are born again. There's a new way of expression. There's a new way of taking our lives to another level from what we were born and indoctrinated to think about ourselves, to becoming the self that God intended for us to be by having the born again experience. There's a new way of talking. There's a new way of being. We'll see that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things have truly become new. Nicodemus had authorization to be a teacher. He was an astute person, so he definitely was a learned man. He understood the law inside and out. He is authorized and socialized. He was culturized and traditionalized, yet he was not born again. He was not part of that genealogy that Jesus was talking about, or even that Matthew spoke of in Matthew chapter 1. He was displaced in his thinking. He understood what it meant to be a son of David, but he didn't quite grasp being a son of God. He was not born again. He was not part of that God, what God had sanctioned and ordained. Although Nicodemus was not a born-again man, he knew to who to come to get answers. You know, you may declare yourself to be an atheist or an agnostic or a Buddhist or whatever, some type of traditionalist have some traditional religious association. However, Nicodemus knew where to come to get his answers. When you're in a place that you can't get answers from any place else, I promise you, I can guarantee you this, by the presence of the Most High God, you can get answers from the Lord. He is always willing to share the truth with you. He does not mind allowing you to see on the inside of himself. He does not mind your tapping in to the true essence and true core of who he really is. So therefore, this is what happens. When we inquire of the Lord, he provides an answer. That's why it's good to read the Bible. As you read the Bible, you will begin to get more clarity about the character of God, the faithfulness of God, the love of God for you and for this world. Regardless of what it looks like on the outside, yes, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. So Nicodemus says unto Jesus, how can a man be born when he is old? Because Jesus had told Nicodemus, you must be born again. You must have this experience. You must have the revelation knowledge that you are not your own. You've been bought with a price. You must accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So Nicodemus was a bit confused about this because he said, how can a man be born again? How can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born again? And Jesus begins to share with him. He breaks it down to him. He said, look, Nick, I am not telling you that you, an adult male, can go back inside of your mother's womb and come out. That is not the womb I am referring to. What I am referring to is this. You, as a grown adult male, can accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You don't have to go back into your mother's womb because there is another womb that you can experience. And this womb is the womb of the Holy Spirit. You can and must be born again. Because being born again is not merely saying a few words. And we shared that with you. You simply say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. But you're actually saying also, Father, forgive me. Lord, I repent of all of my sins, of all of my wrongdoings. And I come to you because I don't know how to fix me. I can't fix me. There are many modalities out there that claim to be the all-in-all fixer. But I've discovered that no matter what you do, no matter what you know, if it's not authored by God, you'll still be searching for answers all of your life. All answers are found in the Lord Jesus Christ. I am a supporter of all kind of body work. I believe people need to get free how they need to get free. But I also know in order to stay free, in order to be free, spirit, soul, and body, it requires a born-again experience. It requires a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know many Christians are judged because of experiences that people have had with other Christians or people reporting themselves as Christians or stating that they were a Christian and then misbehaving or behaving badly. So it left a brand in their minds, in someone's mind, that those Christians are bad people. No, you can't throw everyone away because you met a Christian that was not really modeling Jesus Christ, that was not really modeling love. That is not a representative of the blood of Jesus. That's not a good representative of who God is. So don't judge all of us because you've had a negative experience with some of us. That's what we do with all groups and all cultures. We have a bad experience with a black man, so then all black men are evil. We have a bad experience with a white man, then white people are bad. And so we categorize people. We put them in a box so quickly for our own protection. I understand why we do it. We do it to protect ourselves, to guard ourselves. We stay away from those white people because they're bad. Stay away from those Christians because, you know, they're evil. I'm not going to church because it's evil. Well, that is not freedom. Freedom allows me to go wherever I need to go, wherever I want to go. Speak to whomever I need to speak to, be with whomever I need to be with. That's true freedom. Not putting up a wall saying I can't go there because of. No, choosing to be open to love is part of being born again. Choosing to be open to God moving and breathing through us and living his life through us is being born again. So Nicodemus, he had this conflict in his own soul about what Jesus was talking about. So Jesus broke it down to him, bypassed his intellect to get into his heart. And Jesus said to him in St. John 3:5, I say unto you, except the man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. If he's not born of the water, which is the word of God, and the Spirit, which is the life force of God, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. He cannot have access to this understanding. He cannot have access to this relationship except he be born again. Jesus uses the word enter that you cannot gain access to kingdom principles. You cannot gain access to the kingdom of God. He is making a point of letting them know, or letting Nicodemus know, that the kingdom of God is accessible. Isn't it a wonderful thing to know? The kingdom of God is accessible. It is not way off someplace that we cannot have access to it. It is within our reach. And that is a wonderful thing, ladies and gentlemen. I've got to take a pause, but I want you to remember to make sure you get your copy of Our Father's DNA. It's the first print, so we're going to reprint it again because, you know, there were some issues. But it's the first print, so bear with us as we continue to expound upon this teaching. The teaching is solid. The teaching is solid. Just remember that. I'm going to take a pause here, but I tell you, I'll be right back right here on Intentional with more of Our Father's DNA. And today's message is old genes have passed away. Back in a moment.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
Old genes have passed away. I like that title, and I'll tell you why. I like it because when I think about genetic codings and I think about the profile that you complete for your medical exam, and all of these questions are on that profile. And so on your initial visit, they want you to complete that data so that they can lock you into a system, right? And you are judged based on your genetics. You're judged based on what your grandmother had. Did anybody in your family ever pass away from a heart attack? Did anybody ever have diabetes, hypertension? What about your own history? Have you had this or that or the other? And you complete the checkbox for your records. And so that's a file that's placed into a world system for you. So you're already put in a box to say, okay, because your mother had this, because your father had this, because your grandmother had this, then there's a chance that you'll probably have it. There's a high percentage of opportunity that you may also have X, Y, Z. And you settle for that knowledge. You lock your soul into it. Well, my mother had this, my sisters had this, so therefore I might get it. There have been women, that God bless them, that have had radical mastectomies because they were told that there's a chance that they may have breast cancer. So they went ahead and did that. God bless them for being so courageous, for being so bold to take that stance. What I am introducing to some of you and reintroducing to others is that Jesus Christ did such a complete work on Golgotha's hill that we do not have to be judged because of what our parents or our grandparents or our great-grandparents had. Do those things happen? Yes, they do. Life happens. But according to your faith, be it unto you. I believe that we should live our life from a place of such faith and empowering ourselves on a daily basis, not waiting until something happens, but operate from a place as though you're protecting yourself in advance. He that dwells in the secret place, Psalms 91, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. His truth shall be our shield and buckler. I think of his truth being my shield and buckler. What does truth say? Truth tells me in Matthew 8 and 17 that himself took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. Truth tells me that he was wounded for my transgressions, bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and with his stripes that I am healed. That's what truth tells me. Truth tells me that he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all of their diseases. That's what truth tells me. So since truth tells me that, and if I dwell in that secret place where his truth is my shield and my buckler, his truth shields me, protects me. It has me covered from limb to limb, yes, inside and out, from organ to organ. Every red blood cell and white blood cells is activated with truth and light and love and healing. So see yourself as healed. See yourself as free. That's part of being born again, that you can see yourself transformed. Being born again does not mean that you die and then go to heaven. If that was the case, what's the point in living the life between those periods? Being born again means that you can now enter, remember what we read, enter the kingdom of heaven. You can now see the kingdom of heaven. You can be a part of a new breed that never existed before. New living beings walking around here on planet Earth, still in the body, but still living gloriously, still living from a place of hope and health and wealth. I don't like the word success so much anymore because it's overused in some circles and people define it differently. But health and wealth, whatever wealth is for you, health, everybody knows what health is, as healthy as you can be, as healthy as you can be. So God wants us to know, you who were born of the Spirit, understand that being born of the Spirit means to be born of God. Jesus told Nicodemus, he said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So you must be born again to be transformed from being just a mere mortal to being a divine mortal. May I say that? Yes, yes, and yes. To being supernatural. Natural has now has super on the inside of it. And God has empowered us with his own Spirit. Oh, that's awesome to me. The same Spirit that spoke the worlds into existence. The same Spirit that was there with Jesus, and that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead now dwells in us, will quicken, make alive our mortal bodies. Jesus speaks of being begotten of man, but he also speaks of being begotten of God, his Father. He was criticized. People wanted to stone him, kill him, because he called God his Father. Yes, God his Father, meaning that he was equal with God. Those people, and I do mean those people in that day, understood what it meant to be a son. They understood what it meant to be begotten of someone. So they knew that the Messiah would come and that he would be the seed of David and that he would reveal to them all things. They were looking for a deliverer. They were just not looking in that direction of that package. They were expecting God to move through a different package. They thought he would come robed as a king, riding in a royal chariot, wearing a royal crown. They expected him to come with all of the pomp and circumstance of a king. But he came born in a stable, living, born in a manger, been placed in a manger, wrapped in old animal cloths because there was no room in the inn and there was nothing else to dress him with. But he was honored by kings. He was honored by wise men and shepherds. He was honored by angels who sang to him, "Oh, behold, the Lamb of God." He was honored because they recognized him, not for the package, before the contents. Amen, somebody? So it is imperative that we understand what it means to be born again, that we're no longer the devil's kids. We're no longer Satan's pawns. We are now children of the Most High God. I often hear people say, well, you know, the devil did it, the devil did it, the devil did this, and the devil did that. And I want to scream and say, stop giving Satan testimony. He's not so such a much. Colossians says, having spoiled principalities and powers, Jesus made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. He defeated death, hell, and the grave. He disrobed Satan. He took all power. The Bible says he that ascended first descended into the lower parts of the earth. He led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. He took the keys to death, hell, and the grave. He took the keys to the kingdom. That which Satan robbed us of in Genesis chapter 3, Jesus took it back on an old rugged tree. And today he is ever living to make intercession for us. Whatever you're going through, whatever is bothering you and terrorizing you and causing fear in your life, I want you to know today that Jesus Christ has already gone ahead and paid the price, that you can live free from bondage and shame and guilt and blame because of the finished works of Jesus Christ. Oh, life happens and we all go through things and things go through us, but that doesn't mean that Jesus is less effective. That doesn't mean that he's less powerful. That just means that we're just going through something, that he still has a plan for our lives and to give us a hope in a future, and he will not leave us nor forsake us. Amen, somebody? I am only interested in the spiritual tribe, not the begets, not the genealogy of my parents or their parents. I don't know those people. I don't know what they did. And some of the stories I've heard, I'd rather I had not heard them, so they would not be a part of my human psyche. I want to abort those thoughts, you know, cast them out, change that story. Because as I change the story, I change it through the light of Jesus Christ. I change it from the principles of the kingdom, from the fruit of the Spirit, from the character of God. I change my history by looking through his history. History, his story. That's what history is. Some of us may wonder why we're so different, why we feel like the odd man out in our families. And that's okay, because we have been made differently. We have different fingerprints. We have different personalities, different ideas and ideologies. And that's okay, because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. We can stand boldly in our own identity without association with some alcoholic grandfather or some drug addict dad. You understand what I mean by that. Not thinking that your child will be like his father, or telling your children you're just like your dad. He was an alcoholic or a drug addict or whatever, and you sow those words into your child's psyche and you start branding them. You know, parents, you are the voice of God to your children. You are the voice that they hear when you're not even in the room. You are the voice that's causing them to be shaped and formed. And when you plant those seeds of doubt and unbelief and fear inside of them, you are giving birth to that. And then parents scream, I don't know where he got that from. How about your mouth? How about your mouth? That's where he got it from. How about your behavior? That's where he got it from. Okay, I digress. Get back on track. These new genes that we have, our father's DNA, old genes have passed away, that I am not my predecessors. I am not my ancestors. I don't know those people, but I can know Jesus, and so can you. I can have a relationship with a living Savior. I can't have a relationship with my great-grandpa. Don't know them, don't know what they look like, they're all gone, but I can have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I can call on him and he will answer me and show me great and mighty things which I had no idea I could see. When I call his name, he will reveal himself to me. His word says, I know that I can know his voice and a stranger's not to follow. He did say that my sheep know my voice and a stranger's they will not follow. You are a new creation in Christ. You are born again the moment you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He said, Dr. Faye, I really have a struggle with this thing. I understand why you have a struggle, because all of the garbage that's been sown into your soul. But let me tell you something. This is not a force fit. All you need to do is just ask him. Don't be afraid to ask him. If you're confident that you're an atheist or an agnostic or whatever you're confident that you are, if you ask Jesus to come into your heart, he will be right there. He will answer you. You want to try him and see? Go ahead. Go ahead. Do it now. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things have become new. This new creation reality that we're living in, where things have passed away, there's a new creation, there's a new tribe, there's a new way of being, there's a new way of living, there's a new way of speaking. So Dr. Faye, you sound so passionate about these things. Well, I am. That is because I have an authentic relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I cannot be my authentic self without having an authentic relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Authenticity will just be a word until I can have a relationship with him. Does it mean that I'm perfect? No, my God. No, it does not mean that. Does it mean that I know everything before it happens? No, it doesn't mean that. But what it does mean is that I have a go-to father. I have somebody that I can go to even when I mess up, that I can turn. You know, that's what repentance is. Turn. I can turn around. And when I turn around, he's right there. He's not saying, oh no, here she is again. Oops, she did it again. He's not doing that to me. He is saying, here she comes. I love her. I knew the girl was going to need me. She knows she needs me, and she knows where to come. And I know whose door to knock on. He said, ask and you would receive, seek and you would find, knock and the door shall be open unto us. That's what it means to be born again. I can ask him, I can seek, and I can knock, and he will hear me. Even if you're not born again, you can ask and seek and knock. That's how you get born again. Don't believe anybody who tells you God doesn't hear a sinner's prayer. Yes, he does. He heard mine. He will hear yours. He hears prayers, and he wants you to know that he's reaching out to you right now to let you know, regardless of where you come from, regardless of who you have been begotten of in the flesh, that was flesh. He wants you to know that spirit swallows up flesh. Spirit trumps flesh every time. Just as Moses' serpent in the book of Exodus swallowed up Pharaoh's serpent. Moses' serpent devoured Pharaoh's serpent because Moses had the voice of God. Moses was the man of God representing the voice of God, the word of God in the earth. So spirit always devours and swallows up flesh. Whenever we are healed, that is the Holy Spirit coming in and pushing sickness and disease away from us, letting us know our prayers have been heard. I like what Jesus said in St. John. He said that he would not leave us comfortless, but he would send a comforter. And he who is the Spirit of truth would take from the Father and show it unto us. He would reveal himself to us through his Spirit. The Spirit represent, Holy Spirit represent the life force of God. Ladies and gentlemen, we have access to the very life of God that was in Jesus. He is still alive today, accessible for all of those who are born again because of their belief in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the gospel. This is the good news. This is your faith out loud, intentional, taking a pause, and I'll be right back in a moment.
Well, the out loud perspective awaits you in life, love, politics, a healthy lifestyle, your faith, personal development, and living an out loud life on AmericaOutloud.com. Blitzer News and Entertainment Network, where you can listen 24/7 on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
You are a new creation. When you are born again, perhaps you've gotten born again while we have been teaching this message today. I don't know. Whatever has happened, whatever you have experienced or taken away a nugget from this broadcast that you can pause and think about it, Salah, calmly pause and think about it. Good for you. Good for you. You go, girl. You go, boy, guy, gentleman. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You will not be defeated. When you ask Jesus to come into your heart, he will uphold you. Now listen, bad things happen to good people. People go through things, but don't give up, cave in, and quit. Just know that you have someone who's on your side, and you and God are the majority. You and God make the decision about your life. Yes, yes, and yes. You don't have to have another sleepless night or, you know, another depressing day. Just ask Jesus to come into your heart. You are a new creation, a new creature, a new DNA, a new created being that never existed before. that old tree, that old genetic coding, you don't want to eat from that tree. You don't want to eat from that tree and die from what they died from. You want to eat from the tree of life that keeps on giving and keeps on living. Come on over to the tree that keeps on giving and keeps on living. You have been begotten of a brand new tree. You are born of the Spirit. You are a member of the kingdom culture now, not this world's culture. That's why it doesn't make sense to you. It makes you go bananas when you try to figure out what the political arena is going to turn out, going to happen, what's going to happen in the political arena. Or when you turn on the news daily, you're scratching your head and you're feeling panicky and anxiety is settling in your core and you're thinking, my God, what are we going to do? Take a deep breath and say, Lord Jesus, I thank you that I am under your protection. I am being led and guided by your Spirit. The doctor's report looks bad. Just say, Lord, I thank you that I don't believe this report. This report says one thing, but your report says I am healed. Your report says I am delivered. Your report says I am free. I will believe the report of the Lord. Thank you, Mr. Physician, but I have another doctor, the great physician, who says I am healed. You are born of the Spirit as a child of God. You are a member of a whole new genetics. You are more than flesh and blood. You are his bloodline. And God is looking at you, not as you. He's looking at you and looking at me through the blood that was shed on Golgotha's hill. He's looking at us through the blood of his son. So when he sees you, he is seeing his son, Jesus Christ. When he sees me, he's seeing Jesus. And not only does God look at us and see his son, Satan, that one that you think is running amok and having his way in the earth, when he sees the blood of Jesus, he knows that he has to back off. When he sees you, he's seeing Jesus too. All of hell sees Jesus. All of heaven sees Jesus. You are covered, my friend. You may not be having a good day, but that doesn't mean you cannot have a good life. Your husband may have left you. Your wife may have been unfaithful, but that doesn't define who you are. You are better than that. If any man be in Christ or Christed, you are sanctioned a new creation born of God, and now a new species of being which has never existed before. You come from another place, defying time and space. Yes, you are. You are an ambassador of heaven. The language is different. The outlook is different. The disposition is different. You don't respond the same way Democrats respond. You don't respond the same way Republicans or conservatives or liberals or whatever respond. You are not in bondage to those positions or to those titles or groups. You are a child of the Most High God. You are of the kingdom population. You are a new species of being upon this earth that never existed before. You come from another place. You respond from a different place. You speak spiritual things and not fleshly things. They speak in a language that is easy to be understood by them. But you speak in a language that is easy to be understood in the kingdom. The language of the kingdom delivers and sets men free. It is the truth that will make us free. Nothing you've gone through will define you. Nothing, the way people treat you will not define who you are. Not very long ago, I was blessed to create a piece. And you will see it around the internet, and you will probably see it here on the Out Loud platform when it's posted. But I wanted to share this with you because it came up as I'm teaching here today. And I want to kind of encapsulate those old genes have passed away and put you into a mindset that you can say, Selah, calmly pause, think about these things. About who you really are as a born-again child of God. And if you weren't before we started the teaching today, you surely are now as you have continued to listen and you've asked Jesus to come into your heart. I'm sure you have. I'm sure you have. Don't be afraid of that. Don't be afraid of having an experience that you've never had before. This one will do you good and make you happy. Yes, indeed. You will not define me. How many of us have experienced times when we have just had enough criticism? You know the type of criticism that has no merit? You have worked hard and still your employer finds something wrong with your assignment. You have stayed up all night studying for that exam and it is returned with a dozen red marks across the pages. Remember those? Your spouse complains about your cooking, your hair, your clothes, and the kids, and you have just had it. That's enough. You go to church and the pastor is screaming across the pulpits, words seeming to be more closer to obscenities than the word of God. There is a need to try to fit in, but you simply cannot do it. No matter how hard you try, you want to blend in with the crowd. However, you still feel like you stand out in a negative way. What is going on in your life causing this surge of energy to not be involved? You want to be true to yourself, yet you find it difficult because others are expecting something else of you. You are expected to be like them. You're expected to be like everyone else. Yeah. You will not and cannot be like anyone else. Your fingerprint is as different as your personality. No matter who you are or where you have been, you are better than the storms, the trials, and the fires. Do not let others tell you what you cannot do. You can accomplish greater things than you have ever imagined if you just believe. I wrote this following poem to go along with these couple of paragraphs, and I thought it went well with our teaching today, as it is the story of millions of people around the world. Maybe they don't know how to say it this way, so we're going to help them. I'm going to help them say it for you also today. You will not define me. You will not define me by the way I speak. You will not define me by the way I dress. You will not define me by my curly hair, straight hair, or my nose. You will not define me by the color of my skin, nor my gender. You will not define me by my braids or what I wear on my head, my beard, or my posture. Whether brown, blonde, black, red, or auburn, it is my hair to call my own. The look and color of my eyes are but the window to the one called me. I refuse to be defined by my intellect or the lack thereof. The short bus, the long bus, they are only transportation and not my destination. No child left behind is really John 3:16. You will not define me by the quality of my voice or my song. My diction, phonics, or slang belongs to me. Who are you to say it is not professional? You will not define me by my abilities to meet with what you call a secure standard of living. I will not be defined by my credit report or my political party. I am not defined by the systems of this world. Your church pews and your religion are good for you. However, they do not define me, nor have a right to. Who are you to tell me if I am getting too old for anything or too young to know? It is my mind and my body. It is my life to live as I see fit. Who I marry, regardless of race, it is my choice and love's hearts to embrace. Each time you try to define who I am, you will see I will not measure up. For your measuring up is God's measuring down. I cannot measure up. You will not define me by your agendas, your redlining, and prejudices. Your bank account is no one's business, and neither can it define me. My house is not my home, neither does it define who I am. My body type or weight is what you see, yet neither does it say who I really am. Your finger pointing at who I may or may not be is only the reflection of your own insecurities. While you are spending far too much time in defaming my name, it is to your shame and God's name. It is he who has defined me as his child. God's heir and righteous one am I. You think you have a right to hold my past against me? That is your way of denying grace and redemption for yourself, don't you see? My past does not define me. I am far greater than your limiting definition of me. I will not be defined by you. I cannot be defined by you. The one you see is only the shell for the one you do not see. You must first meet that one to know who I truly am. Find him, and then you will define me. I wrote that just on the cuff. I just wrote it, and it's by the Spirit. These kinds of things that flow through us, we can only give credit to God. And I know that that meant something for those of you who are listening and will listen again at the 4 o'clock p.m. encore. This broadcast is set aside on Sundays for all of us to take a pause and reflect on him, to think about what we're thinking about in Jesus Christ, to know that Jesus truly is calling us into a closer walk, a more committed and dedicated Christian, believing, faithful walk. Whatever word you want to call yourself, it's okay. Whether it's I'm a believer, I'm a Christian, I'm this or I'm that, as long as you know, you still must be born again and rediscover who you are through our Father's DNA. I want to close out with a prayer and a reminder, because I know that there are people who listen here every week, and you are listening because there's something here for you. It helps you to take a pause and then to take a breath and get ready for the rest of your week. So I want to pray for anyone who's sick or facing a diagnosis, or whatever it is, that whatever label that's been placed over you, we want to remove the labels and reshift your thinking, that you're not going to be married to diagnosis. You're not going to be married to not having a job or not having the life that you think you deserve to live. And you do deserve it. It's okay to believe that you deserve a certain quality of life. For God so loved the world that he gave his son for you and for me. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for every listener. I thank you for every person around the world who would even click and come into this space right now. Father, I thank you that you would minister to their hearts, their minds, for every sickness and every disease, cancer. You cannot stay in the middle of light. Heart disease, diabetes, colon and stomach disorders, you have no presence here, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Arthritis, migraines, hypotension, diabetes, we command you to go in the name of Jesus. I speak to every disease, and I command you by the power of God to come out of every body and be gone from this place in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for ministering to the hearts and minds of every person who will believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today, in Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer of salvation, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, I want you to let me know about it at drfaye@americaoutloud.com. Or if you're thinking about it and you do pray it later, yes, let us know. Let somebody know. Maybe you don't want to let me know. Let somebody know that you did and experience the presence and power of God and find yourself reading the Bible. I suggest you go to the Psalms. I love the Psalms. And then go to 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. It's toward the end of the New Testament. and begin to read in there about the love of Jesus Christ. It will revolutionize your life. I'm sure it will. Don't forget to join us for the encore here on Intentional on Out Loud at 4 o'clock p.m. And also make a note, keep it on your calendar to join Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure. Such a wonderful, powerful group of women. I'm so blessed to be in their camp. And every weekday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure. It's been my pleasure to be with you here today on America Out Loud Intentional, our faith-based Out Loud radio broadcast. Don't forget you can donate on our page at AmericaOutLoud.com/Dr. Faye. Donate. Put some money in the offering today. God bless you. I love you. Don't forget to pick up the book, Our Father's DNA. It's the first print. We'll get better on the second print, but go ahead and get a copy. Make some notes in it. Use it as a textbook with your Bible. We appreciate some feedback on that as well. You can get that on the Out Loud Network page, AmericaOutLoud.com/Dr. Faye, or pick it up at Amazon, Kindle, or paperback. God bless you. Until next time, this is Dr. Faye. Thank you for coming to church today. Kisses and hugs, everybody. Be blessed.